Well, Vinnie, you're delighted to get started off with a win when you're county champions. You're always under that little bit more pressure, aren't you?
Ah, yeah, well, regardless, like, first round of the championship, you're always delighted to win it. So we'll take a win any day we get, especially first round. You're always a bit nervous coming in. You don't know where you're at until you play the game. So I know we're delighted to get over with a win, so we'll take that and move on.
And I suppose, like Club Arn, you had a few injury problems. There seemed to be a lot of injury problems with clubs, but you had a few. Kieran O'Shaughnessy looks like to be out for a while, but you have to get over that, and it's a chance for other players that...
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. That's it, like, you're playing leagues there before we start, so it's nearly every week lads are between hurling and football, and they're going to pick up either hamstring injuries or finger injuries, or something's going to happen, so I doubt if there's a club in the county that hasn't got a few injuries, so we're no different. We'll get on with it, I suppose, all we can do. We can't think about that, just you're still 15 or 16 lads there to pick from, or 24 lads to pick from, so we'll keep going.
Yeah, and you were tottering along there until you got the goal in the 21st minute, and that seemed to rise everything. And sometimes people think that it's easy to play with the wind, but I think sometimes it can be difficult to play with the wind because you can hit it too long, and what do you do with it?
Yeah, like people sort of overestimate the wind, you know, or underestimate it at times. You think it's going to do everything for you, but you still have to go out and hurl and make it happen. Like, so the wind doesn't make anything happen, so you have to make it happen. And it took the lads a while to get into it, but some of that's down to Clavon too. They were blocking up the middle a good bit, and they're bringing a lot of energy to it, so we had to sort of work it out a while. It took a while to get him figured out, but once we got the goal, it did lift the lads an awful lot, you know, and they seemed to get the pep in their step a bit, and we tagged on a few nice scores going in before half time. So we went in 7 or 8 up at half time, and that was a reasonable lead. Like, that wind was going to be a problem in the second half, and in fairness it was, but we were happy enough to win at half time with 7 or 8 points of lead, you know.
There was times in the game where you won the championship last year because you're running off the shoulder, and when that did happen today, you know, you looked very good.
And I do, like the lads are big athletic lads, and they're coming from a football background as much as anything, you know, so it does suit them at times, but at other times it would probably be as well to save the energy a small bit and let the ball do the work. But look, it's for the first round championship, it's hard to get the blend right, and especially with the conditions out there, and fairness to Clavon, they were putting a lot of pressure on the lads. They were good in the tackle, they were committing themselves to tackle, so it wasn't easy. But yeah, the lads do well, Dryer moved the ball well, and they got two goals off moving the ball well. But there's a few other times there they probably should have just put the ball over the bar and just took the score, kept the score ticking over. But nice to get the win, but a lot to work on.
Yeah, a little nervy finish.
You would, yeah. Well, one score, in it, let it be 3 points or a point, there's only one score. And with that win, the ball was dropping in around the 6-yard box or the 14-yard box, and anything can happen, you know. So there was a penalty there, and that sort of closed the gap to 3, and it made it tight there for the last 5 minutes. And it's now a nice lead to have going into the last 5 minutes against the wind, against any opposition, you know.
You know, everybody knows how much football features in your club. And last year we saw the benefit of playing hurling and then playing football. It's a great system, and I'm sure there'll be very little football now in the next couple of weeks.
Probably not, like, you know, and it is a good system, and it suits everybody. Like, the dual clubs, you know, it's heavy going on trying to play two codes at the one time, so it does suit it. Lads can concentrate on whatever code it is going on at the time. It happens to be hurling now at the minute, but when the football starts, every one of them lads will play either senior football or junior football, so it benefits both, and I think it's the best way to go about it, you know.
Owen Doyle showed great leadership today at Experience Sydney you know, at times when things were tough, he was involved in a couple of moves for the second goal. It's great to have somebody of his experience there.
He's a good calm head on him, you know, and it's good to have that experience, and there's a lot of experience out there on the team when you go through it, you know. You look at Brian at centre-back, Simon at full-back, Owen at midfield. So there's lots of experience there, and they do, at times you rely on their experience to carry it through, and they do at times, so fair juice to them. And I think all of them, even Brian there, he went on a few rampages up the pitch as well, and he knows how to play the game, you know, so it's great to have those lads on the team, you know, for the younger lads coming in around them as well.
It was sad to see Ross get an injury again, you know. The poor chap, he seems to be plagued with injuries. Was it a dead leg today?
Yeah, it's a dead leg, it's a dead leg is what he had, so he just wasn't able to shake it off. We left him on for a few minutes to see if he'd run it off, but it wasn't happening for him, so it's best to get him off, and there's a lot of games that Hurlings have still played this year, so hopefully we'll get ice on it now and then see what happens in the next couple of days. He'll have to probably rest it for a day or two, probably be tender, but hopefully it won't be too bad, and we'll have him available next week.
From your point of view, it's nice to get a win at the start, isn't it? It does take that little bit of pressure off, doesn't it?
It is, like, it's with such a quick turnaround as well, you know. If you lose this week, you've only 6 or 7 days to get things right, so it's nice to get the win. We still have work to do, but first round championship is all about winning, and you just love getting that win. It just gives lads a bit of confidence, pep in the step. It's easier to go train on a Tuesday night after it, and it just makes things a bit easier for lads, you know, and it takes a small bit of pressure off. Not all the pressure, but a small bit.
Small bit. Well done.
No bother.
Today, Vinny, and thanks for your time.
No bother. Take care. We'll talk to you again.